Tomorrow, four California cities are conducting gun buybacks, voluntary exchanges where people sell guns for cash and the guns are then destroyed. Corporate sponsors are paying for the event in L.A. In San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland, most of the money is coming from a new source, crowdfunding. KQED's Aarti Shahani reports.
So far this year, Oakland has had 84 murders. Sikander Iqbal walks past a schoolyard in East Oakland and hands out flyers to people waiting for the bus.
We're doing up to $100 for handguns, rifles, and shotguns, and up to $200 for assault weapons. So if you want to take a flyer, anybody you know.
Iqbal is an organizer with Youth Uprising, a community-based nonprofit that supports young people. And as he publicizes this Saturday's gun buyback, Malena Weens poses a frequently asked question.
Do they make you give your information and all that
stuff? Only thing you got to do is when you pull up, I'll be at the front. I'll check your ID just to make sure you're from Oakland. 2 years ago, we didn't do it. Hella people came from like Tahoe, and they came and brought hella guns and took all their money.
On this block, he's only asking people to bring in guns. But in Oakland's downtown, by the businesses and shoppers, Youth Uprising put up billboards to ask people to donate money online. Iqbal says the crowdfunding campaign lets different parts of the community work together, even when they don't talk to each other.
If you live in a neighborhood that doesn't have much gun violence, we would like you to contribute by putting up money to help fund getting guns off the street.
It's really just a market-based system.
Ian Johnstone is the founder of GunByGun.com, the crowdfunding platform behind the buybacks.
There's demand to have fewer guns in a city. And on the other side, there's a lot of guns that people are ready to part with.
Johnstone is an entrepreneur in San Francisco who's seen his peers use crowdfunding to raise millions of dollars for things like underwater robots and smartwatches. He felt frustrated that even after the Sandy Hook school massacre, lawmakers still didn't pass comprehensive gun background check laws. So he decided to put crowdfunding technology to work for a cause that's personal to him. At age 10, he lost his dad.
The shooter, the 16-year-old kid, just fired one shot into his back. And the gun, we later found out, had been stolen from a home in Marin 2 weeks before the shooting had happened.
He's not the only activist using crowdfunding to show grassroots support for a cause. Green energy backers use this internet tool for solar panels. Johnstone is working on buybacks in cities around the country. He says giving money is a hard indicator of commitment in the online and offline worlds, and it lets people feel like they're doing something.
We're giving them this immediate, tangible outlet right away without waiting for changes in legislation.
What they're selling is, I guess, a promise that there'll be some kind of a difference made, and that's a false promise.
Chuck Michelle is the lawyer for the National Rifle Association in California. He cites research from the Department of Justice that says for buybacks to work, they have to happen at a large scale and be reinforced by legislation. Michelle says buybacks alone are not an effective way to reduce gun violence.
They ignore the substitution effect. There are plenty of other guns out there that can be stolen or bought on the black market.
The city of Oakland has limited funds. It's putting its tax dollars into trauma counseling and nonviolent conflict resolution, proven strategies in violence reduction. The city has typically had buybacks when a big check lands in its lap. The NRA's Michelle says city leaders don't mind crowdfunding for this gun buyback because it's free money. But he says the amount raised does not show big political support for strict gun control.
The NRA has 5 million people sending in $35 a year, so it goes far beyond any commitment from a crowdfunding effort.
East Oakland residents aren't sold on buybacks alone. Youth Uprising volunteer Kevin Munson walks the streets to publicize the Saturday event. And he notices some people don't want to give up their guns.
People out here feel like they need them. I'm keeping my gun. Okay, and I understand that. Some people just not with it.
But Munson says the violence is so bad, he's got to try something. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani in Oakland.